Chapter 63. The non plus ultra of the Allies, one of the most striking proofs of Marlborough's military genius. 15 See Letter 22 Note 15. 16 A fashionable gaming house in St. James Street. 17 See Letter 6 Note 15. The Grange, near Allersford, Hampshire, was Henley's seat. His wife, see letter 12 note 24, was the daughter of Peregrine Bertie, son of Montagu Bertie, 2nd Earl of Lindsay, and Earl Powlett, see letter 20 note 7, married Bridget, an elder daughter of Bertie's. 18 William Henry Hyde, Earl of Danby, grandson of the 1st Duke of Leeds, see letter 8 note 22, and eldest son of Peregrine Osborne, Baron Osborne and Viscount Dunblane, who succeeded to the dukedom in 1712. Owing to this young man's death at the age of 21, his brother, Peregrine Hyde, Marquis of Carmarthen, who married Harley's daughter Elizabeth, afterwards became 3rd Duke of Leeds. 19 See Letter 8 Note 2. 20 See Letter 3 Note 7. 21 William Gregg was a clerk in Harley's office when the latter was Secretary of State under the Whig administration. In 1707-80 was in treasonable correspondence with M. de Chamillart, the French Secretary of State. When he was detected he was tried for high treason, and hanged on April 28. The lords who examined Gregg did their utmost to establish Harley's complicity, which Gregg, however, with his dying breath solemnly denied. 22 By Swift himself. The title was, Some Remarks Upon a Pamphlet Entitled, A Letter to the Seven Lords of the Committee Appointed to Examine Gregg. 23 See Letter 13 Note 10. There is no copy in the British Museum. 24 Thomas Parnell, the poet, married, in 1706 Anne, daughter of Thomas Minchin, of Tipperary. In 1711 Parnell was 32 years of age, and was Archdeacon of Clare and Vicar of Clontibret. Swift took much trouble to obtain for Parnell the friendship of Bolingbroke and other persons of note, and Parnell became a member of the Scriblerus Club. In 1716 he was made Vicar of Inglis, and after his death in 1718 Pope prepared an edition of his poems. The fits of depression to which Parnell was liable became more marked after his wife's death, and he seems to have to some extent given way to drink. His sincerity and charm of manner made him welcome with men of both parties. 25 Dr. Henry Compton had been Bishop of London since 1675. He was dangerously ill early in 1711, but he lived until 1713, when he was 81. 26 See Letter 26 Note 10. 27 See Letter 7 Note 21. 28 Lee Strange speaks of whiffling fop, and Swift says, Every whiffler in a laced coat, who frequents the chocolate house, shall talk of the Constitution. 29 Prior's first visit to France with a view to the secret negotiations with that country which the ministers were now bent on carrying through, had been made in July, when he and Gaultier reached Calais in a fishing boat, and proceeded to Fontainebleau under assumed names. He returned to England in August, but was recognized at Dover, whence the news spread all over London, to the great annoyance of the ministers. The officer who recognized Prior was John Mackey, reputed author of those characters upon which Swift wrote comments. Formerly a Secret Service agent under William III, Mackey had been given the direction of the Ostend mail packets by Marlborough, to whom he communicated the news of Prior's journey. Bolingbroke threatened to hang Mackey, and he was thrown into prison, but the accession of George I again brought him favor and employment. 30 See Letter 12 Note 7. Letter 29. 1 See Letter 3 Note 4. 2 See Letter 6 Note 4. 3 Edward Villiers, 1656-1711, created Viscount Villiers in 1691, was made Earl of Jersey in 1697. Under William III, he was Lord Chamberlain and Secretary of State, but he was dismissed from office in 1704. When he died, he had been nominated as a plenipotentiary at the Congress of Utrecht, and was about to receive the appointment of Lord Privy Seal. Lord Jersey married, in 1681 when she was 18, Barbara, daughter of William Chiffinch, closet-dash keeper to Charles II. Semicolon, she died in 1735. For Lord Paisley was the Earl of Abercorn's eldest surviving son, see letter 17 note 7. 5. The Hon. John Hamilton, the Earl's second surviving son, died in 1714. 6. Dr. John Robinson, 1650-1723, had gone out as chaplain to the embassy at the court of Sweden in 1682, and had returned in 1708 with the double reputation of being a thorough churchman and a sound diplomatist. He was soon made Dean of Windsor, and afterwards Bishop of Bristol. He was now introduced to the council board, and it was made known to those in the confidence of ministers that he would be one of the English plenipotentiaries at the coming Peace Congress. In 1713, Dr. Robinson was made Bishop of London. 7. John Erskine, Earl of Mar, 1675-1732, who was attended for his part in the rebellion of 1715. His first wife, Lady Margaret Hay, was a daughter of Lord Kinnell. 8. Thomas Hay, 6th Earl of Kinnell, died 1719, a commissioner for the Treaty of Union between England and Scotland, and one of the Scotch representative peers in the first Parliament of Great Britain. His son and heir, Viscount Dublin, afterwards Baron Hay, see letter 5 note 34, who married Harley's daughter Abigail, is often mentioned in the journal. 9. See letter 3 note 5. 10. The title of the pamphlet was, A New Journey to Paris, together with some secret transactions between the French king and an English gentleman. By the Sieur du Baudrier. Translated from the French. 11. See letter 11 note 44. 12. See letter 28 note 6. 13. The Earl of Strafford, see letter 18 note 3, married, on September 6, 1711, Anne, only daughter and heiress of Sir Henry Johnson, of Bradenham, Buckinghamshire, a wealthy shipbuilder. Many of Lady Strafford's letters to her husband are given in the Wentworth Papers, 1883. 14. Samuel Pratt, who was also clerk of the closet. 15. Alice Hill, woman of the bedchamber to the Queen, died in 1762. 16. Enniscorthy, the name of a town in the county of Wexford. 17. Scrambling. 18. These words in italics are written in strange, misshapen letters, inclining to the right hand, in imitation of Stella's writing, Dean Swift, italics replaced by capitals for the transcription of this text. 19. Senior Fellow of Trinity College, Dublin. 20. John Pooley, appointed Bishop of Raffo in 1702. 21. His words in italics are miserably scrawled, in imitation of Stella's hand, Dean Swift, italics replaced by capitals for the transcription of this text. 22. See letter 8 note 2. Letter 30. 1. See letter 25 note 1. 2. See letter 9 note 22. 3. See letter 29 note 10. 4. Cf. The entry on the 11th note 3 above. 5. See letter 6 note 4. 6. William, Lord Villiers, 2nd Earl of Jersey, died 1721, a strong Jacobite, had been M.P.P. for Kent before his father's death. He married, in 1704, Judith, only daughter of a city merchant, Frederick Hearn, son of Sir Nathaniel Hearn, alderman. She died in 1735. Lord Jersey, one of the prettiest young peers in England, was a companion of Bolingbroke, and stories in the Wentworth Papers, pages 149-230-395-445, show that he had a bad reputation. 7. See letter 28 note 4. 8. The name of Arbuthnot's wife is not known. She died in 1730. 9. James Lovett, one of the yeomen porters at court. 10. Richard Jones, Earl of Ranelagh, who died without male issue in January 1712. Writing to Archbishop King on Jan. 8. Swift said, Lord Ranelagh died on Sunday morning. He was very poor and needy, and could hardly support himself for want of a pension which used to be paid him. 11. Arabella Churchill, maid of honor to the Duchess of York, and mistress of James II. Afterwards married Colonel Charles Godfrey, clerk controller of the green cloth and master of the jewel office. Her second son by James II. Was created Duke of Albemarle. 12. See letter 28 note 4. 13. The Lord Mayor and Sheriffs of Dublin, elected in August 1711, not being approved of by the government, the city was obliged to proceed to another election, which occasioned a great ferment among the vulgar sort. Boyer, Political State, 1711, page 500. After two other persons had been elected and disapproved of, Alderman Gore was elected Lord Mayor, and approved him. Pages 612-17. 14. His words in italics are written enormously large. Dean Swift, italics replaced by capitals for the transcription of this text. 15. See letter 3 note 39. 16. Henry Lohman, first clerk of the kitchen. 17. The doctor was always a bad reckoner, either of money or anything else, and this is one of his rapid computations. 4. As Stella was 7 days in journey, although Dr. Swift says only 6, she might well have spent 4 days at Inish Corthy, and 2 nights at Mrs. Proby's mother's, the distance from Wexford to Dublin, being but 2 easy days journey. Dean Swift, 18. Mrs. Fenton. Letter 31. 1. See letter 10 note 31. 2. Charles Paulet, 2nd Duke of Bolton, was appointed Lord Lieutenant of Ireland in 1717, and died in 1722. In a note on Mackey's character of the Duke, Swift calls him Great Booby, and Lady Cowper, Diary, page 154, says that he was generally to be seen with his tongue lolling out of his mouth. 3. Stella's maid. 4. See letter 12 note 7. 5. Colonel Fielding, see letter 16 note 21. 6. The envoys were Menager and the Abdu Boyce. The priest was the Abgaltier. 7. See letter 18 note 3. 8. Sir Theophilus Oglethorpe, general, who died in 1702, married Eleanor, daughter of Richard Wall, of Rogan, Tipperary. She died in 1732, and Swift described her as so unning a devil, that as he had great influence as a reconciler of the differences at court. One of her sons was General James Oglethorpe, the philanthropist, and friend of Dr. Johnson. 9. Orrit, Trouble, Tease. 10. Sir John Walter, Bart. Died 1722, was M.P. for the city of Oxford. He and Charles Godfrey, see letter 30 note 11, were the clerks controllers of the green cloth. 11. See letter 17 note 3. 12. No doubt one of the daughters of Mervyn Touchett, 4th Earl of Kislehaven, who died in 1686. 13. Henrietta Maria, daughter of Charles Scarborough, see letter 27 note 19. She married, in 1712, Sir Robert Jenkinson, Bart. M. P. for Oxfordshire, who died without issue in 1717. See Wentworth Papers, 244. 14. In July 1712, a commission passed empowering Conyers Darcy and George Fielding an equerry to the Queen, to execute the office of Master of the Horse. 15. At Kilbride, about 4 miles from Trim. 16. Swift's mistress, Lady Hyde, see letter 5 note 11, whose husband had become Earl of Rochester in May 1711. She was 41 in 1711. 17. See September 19, 1711. 18. See letter 29 note 14. 19. See letter 22 note 3. 20. See letter 27 note 9. 21. See letter 26 note 10. 22. His happens to be the only single line written upon the margin of any of his journals. By some accident, there was a margin about as broad as the back of a razor, and therefore he made this use of it, Dean Swift. Letter 32. One Lieutenant Colonel Barton, of Colonel Kane's regiment. 2. A nickname for the High Church Party. 3. See Letter 29, Note 10. 4. From this pleasantry of my Lord Oxford, the appellative Martinus Scriblerus took its rise, Dean Swift. 5. Cf. The imitation of the sixth satire of the second book of Horace, 1714, where Swift says that, during their drives together, Harley would gravely try to read the lines writ underneath the country signs. 6. See Letter 23, Note 15. 7. See Letter 18, Note 4. 8. See Letter 23, Note 17. 9. Lord Pembroke, see Letter 7, Note 31, married, in 1708 as his second wife, Barbara, Dowager Baroness Arundel of Treras, formerly widow of Sir Richard. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.